Is déjà vu more than just a quirk of the brain? Is there always a rational explanation for the paranormal? Should one believe reports of unexplained phenomena? If you've asked yourself these questions before, follow in the footsteps of a paranormal podcaster, Blake Elrich, and delve into the mysteries of the Unknown Nine universe. Unknown Nine Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown Nine narrative universe. You play as Haruna, an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold, a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own. On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world. But such power does not go unnoticed. She quickly becomes the target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of a secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the Fold to alter the course of human history. Their confrontation will take them across the world from the sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal. An out-of-sight paranormal podcaster Blake Elrich and his enigmatic producer Lazari travel the country seeking out regular people with uncanny stories, those with knowledge of the unknown. The strange cases, eerie locations, and peculiar characters Blake and Lazari encounter all have essential ties to the larger universe, including the Unknown Nine Awakening video game. Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown Nine Awakening releases on October 18th, 2024 for PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown Nine universe at unknown9.com/penumbra. That's unknown9.com/penumbra.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, travelers. So, this is it. We're here. The finales of Second Citadel and Juno are upon us. It is finally time. And I don't want to keep you too long from the Second Citadel finale, part one. So let me jump right into what I have to tell you. First off, here is our final release schedule for these finales. You are currently listening to Second Citadel, The World to Come, Part 1. Part 2 will be released on Sunday, the 30th of June for $4 patrons, and Tuesday, the 2nd of July for everybody else. Part 3, this will be a three-parter, will be released on Sunday, the 14th of July for patrons, and Tuesday, the 16th of July for everybody else. Then we get into our two-part Juno Steel finale. Part 1 will be released Sunday, the 4th of August, for $4 plus patrons, and Tuesday the 6th of August for everybody else, and the final episode, the finale part 2, will be released on Sunday the 18th of August for $4 patrons, and Tuesday the 20th of August for everybody else. We announced all this information on our free newsletter on Patreon, so go join that for free at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. As we move on from these tales and we do other exciting things, that is going to be where you hear from us and where you get all your updates from us. So now's your chance. Head on over, cost you nothing, patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. Just so you know, we have recorded an absurd amount of bonus content for these finales, so you patrons will not be disappointed. Can't wait to show you what we've got, and I just want to say thank you for everything. We could not have gotten to 5 seasons and these grand finales without you. I hope you enjoy these tales. We've loved making them for you. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The World to Come.
This is a waste of time. Where are they?
I'm sure they're coming as fast as they can, Caroline.
And while we wait for them, doing nothing, we're letting a prime opportunity slip through our fingers.
Caroline, are you all right?
The undersea palace containing St. Ferdinand's slingshot is but a short walk away. How do you justify that, Lamorak?
We're not doing nothing.
Then what are we doing, Lam?
We're waiting. Observing. Testing a theory.
And what theory is that?
Shh.
We'll find out if I'm right in 3, 2, 1... Right on schedule.
Wow. The center of the universe. No wonder no humans live here. With the weather changing so violently every 10 minutes, I can't imagine what kind of shelter you'd need that could survive every environment.
It's not just the weather, it's the region. See, look at the snow. It's not melting, it's just disappearing. And it's not 10 minutes either. By my count, it's half an hour on the dot.
Well, aren't we learned about a place we've never been?
I've read about it. Mostly in books the Citadel wanted burned. This is one of the spots I was thinking about moving to when I gave up being a knight. It seemed lonely. Peaceful.
And that's what you wanted? To be alone?
I didn't know what the hell I wanted, to tell you the truth. But I tried living around people, and it led me to doing a lot of things that made me feel sick to think about. So I thought... never mind. The book said hostile monster populations were rampant here, so I never checked it out. I hadn't exactly made the best name for myself in those circles.
Rampant? I haven't seen any signs of monsters around here.
The books were very old. Like, a generation before the saints kind of old. Something must have happened here in the century since they were written, but what that was, I don't think anybody's made any record of it. And that's not the only thing they're off on.
What use are they to us if they can't get the basic facts straight?
That's why we're here early, to compare what I've read to the facts. And the fact is that this place seems way out of whack. This change in region is supposed to happen 3 or 4 times a day, not twice an hour.
Did those books say anything about the ocean drying up?
What? No, I don't think it could have. Remember Reaper Kestrel's story? There was an undersea palace here. How could they live if the ocean dried up?
Well... maybe they didn't. Because if you look at the shore, the water...
vanishing. Just like the snow.
A dry ocean. From the temperate weather and birdsong, it seems safe to say that this is supposed to be like the wayward east. Maybe now that Silver Shore is dried up and crumbling, this place is too.
It's beautiful here. When we first arrived, all the trees' leaves were so red and crunchy... it was like being in the Garden of Graves again. But it won't be like this much longer, will it? If those people from over the edge of the world manage to suck all the magic out of here with their machines, it'll just be a wasteland forever.
A fate we could prevent if we used our opening right now. Those off-world invaders aren't here yet. The Citadel Knights aren't here yet. The Northern Monsters aren't here yet. Now could be our only opening.
Doesn't do us much good if that opening's only a few minutes long.
You don't know that.
And you don't know that it won't be. What if the off-worlders get here before everyone else? What if they follow us into the palace? What if they get their hands on St. Ferdinand's slingshot? If this is our only opening, it's not a very good one, because we don't know anything about how long it will be, and we don't have any control over it. We'll make a better opening later. That's why we called everyone here.
Why you've called everyone here.
What's that supposed to mean?
If Pony visited you, you could have woken us up.
Lam? Caroline?
For the 100th time, she asked me not to.
And you listened?
Guys, Caroline, Lam!
What?
They're here!
Begads, do I espy who I think I espy? Olala, Caroline, a man I do not recognize, it's really you!
Angelo, and Ale, and Sirs Mark and Talfrin, and Rilla Damian Lord Arm, and... oh, I missed you all so much.
But, Kuan Yi, where is Kuan Yi?
Where did you three disappear?
Oh, la, la.
Hey,
I'm
so
happy. It's been so long. I'm just so happy that you're all safe.
Nearest opportunity.
Caroline, are you okay?
Where is my wife?
Your fair witch is not present at the moment.
Yes, I can see that, Angelo.
After giving our marching orders, she traveled with us for a time, But once we grew closer to the center of the universe, and to you and Olala, she said she couldn't bear to see you both again after what she had done. That she didn't deserve to.
She told you what she did?
Nope. Wouldn't talk about it. But looking at Caroline, it's not hard to guess.
Stupid. And on the eve of the biggest battle of our lives. A time that any one of us may not return from alive. And at a time when her magic could turn the tide of battle in our favor.
To be fair, Caroline, the off-world invaders' machines and weapons are made of anti-magic metal. It strikes me that there is very little Quan Yi could actually...
Very little is not nothing. Then where is she? When I might never see her again, where...
Maybe you should sit down, Caroline. Those burns... I can't remember too much about field medicine, but I do know those burns don't look good. Arum, do we have something that
The popping pod we've marked with yellow paint should contain a balm beetle. The gel they
I'll try to figure it out on my own. But thank you.
I'm sorry. Everyone, this is Sir Lamorak of the Piercing Eye. I don't think he's met any of you besides Damien and Sir Mark.
Hey there. It's me. You don't know me, but I know a kind of uncomfortable amount about all of you, so it's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Greetings.
Wait, what was that about knowing an uncomfortable
Sir
amount?
Lamorak of the Piercing Eye, as I live and breathe. A legend in our midst. It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Whoa, you've got a hell of a grip there. You must be Angelo the Strong?
Begads, he knows my very name. The stories are true, then. He can access secret knowledge that no other man has attained.
Secret knowledge like your name?
That's a hell of a compliment, Angelo, but when it comes to these murderers from over the edge of the world, I know just as much as you all. I asked Quan Yi to point you here because I've got a plan, but to be honest, it's a long shot, and it's going to take every one of us to pull it off.
Murderers from over the world's edge, you say? From what I've heard, you have more than your fair share of monster blood on your hands, Sir Lamorak of the Piercing Eye.
Lord Arum, Sir Lamorak is a friend. Without him, I could never possibly have escaped Sir Tristan the Cold.
I believe he is a friend to you, Honeysuckle. But it will be a dry day in my swamp before I assume a knight I have never met is a friend to monster kind. Present company I have forgiven, or am in the process of forgiving. But only because their actions demonstrate that they plan to use their futures to make up for the atrocities of their pasts. I do not know this knight by anything other than his reputation, and among monsters that reputation is written in strokes of blood.
But Lam is a friend to monsters, Lord Arum. He lived in Silvershore for years, and he was married to a monster, too, a mermaid.
Oh, la la.
Really? The two of you figured it out?
For a while, yeah. I loved her very much.
I hardly think romantic feelings toward one of the universe's most beautiful creatures is evidence of a reformed killer.
Arum, did you, you know, like those mermaids?
Regardless...
I mean, I don't blame you. They were really... Wow.
Regardless, I suspect we met the mother of your mermaid, Sir Lamorak. She did not have the kindest words to say about you.
You met Alma, huh? Figure she's not my biggest fan. And you're not wrong to be suspicious of me either, Lord Arum. I'm older than these other ex-knights. When you tally it all together, I've done a lot more harm to monsters than they have. Asking for your forgiveness on the spot like this, it'd belittle the weight of everything I've done. I won't insult your intelligence like that. But I do have to warn you, and not just you, but everyone here, we're all going to have to make some strange allies today if we have any hope of stopping those invaders from killing our universe. It's not going to be fair, it's not going to be reasonable. Hell, sometimes it might not even be smart. If you don't want to participate in that, I don't blame you. But I've been thinking this through for weeks, and this is the only shot I can come up with that doesn't ask us to do something truly, truly horrible.
Then we won't be using the Saint's relics against the invading army?
We won't.
Oh, Saint Damien, be praised.
It's too risky, too dangerous. On a crowded battlefield, we could kill any number of people on our side, and even if we beat this wave of off-worlders, what are we supposed to do when they bring reinforcements and we've destroyed half our own army? Besides, with the center of the universe in flux like this, we don't know if we could do our own damage to the universe itself.
In flux? What do you mean? Oh!
Why is it as hot as a citadel all of a sudden? And why am I ankle deep in water?
We'll have to keep track of the time so we'll know when the region flips like this. If it's consistent, it seems like it should go east, north, west, south, with the water draining in the eastern climate.
You're observant, at least. But what use will an old man be in a war?
Aram!
You can fight, then? I see no weapon on your person.
Well, about that...
But of course he can fight! Sir Lamorak is widely known among knights in training for his 3-point record. Rarely has the Citadel been able to call a more talented duelist its own.
Really? Lend him your sword, Angelo. I want to see this.
Ally, Angelo, no!
Why not? I can use a warm-up before the big fight.
Whatever is the matter, Olala? You seem very pale of a sudden.
Lam can't touch any weapons. Never again. He can't, or else he'll die.
I feel like that sometimes, too.
It's a hell of an allergy, Sorrel. Never heard that one before.
It's a long story.
It isn't, really. He challenged a Tengu to a duel and barely escaped with his life, with a trick.
It was a technicality, not a trick, all right? But, yeah, if I touch a weapon...
You've met a Tengu and lived to tell the tale. Well now, perhaps there is something to this piercing eye after all. But a battlefield hardly seems like the place for a man who cannot hold a weapon.
Well, I was sort of hoping that... you all would do most of the fighting.
Aram's in no condition to fight. We could only stop by the keep for a day. His wounds have barely recovered. I don't know how helpful I'll be, either. Aram helped me prepare a little bit, but if I can't remember what half of these popping pods do...
And Caroline doesn't seem like she's healthy enough to fight, either.
Of course I'm going to fight.
Caroline...
I will die. All of us will die if we lose this fight. And I don't trust you all to manage it without me. I'll fight until my last breath, no matter how soon that may be. I expect the same from every one of you.
She is right, of course. Even if we are victorious this day, it is likely naive to think we will all survive the battle to come.
Well, it seems that's doused our spirits a bit, hasn't it? Enough talk of what we lack. Let us take inventory of what we have, hmm? There's Ale, myself, Damien, Mark, and Talfarin. That's 4 great warriors to our credit. And Talfarin.
Oh.
But... A handful of fighters against an entire army? With aeroplanes and whatever else?
We'll have reinforcements. Probably.
Very reassuring.
And what reinforcements are you expecting, Sir Lamorak?
Olala, have you been keeping a lookout like I asked?
Oh, no. Sorry, Lam. With everyone here, I just kind of got... Never mind. I'll take the eyes of an eagle and... Let's see... Lam! They're here!
Already? Where?
To the northwest. I see an entire army of them. It's the Knights of the Crown.
But how? The Second Citadel has fallen. We saw it with our own eyes.
I think I can see them, too. They don't look so good. It's a big caravan, but they look pretty banged up.
This is your grand scheme, Lamorak? Calling in the remains of an army that would like to see half of present company dead?
Well, that's not quite it. Not all of it, anyway. But I gotta warn you, if you don't like that, you're probably going to like what comes next even less.
Lam, I can see them, too. They're here.
Right, oh, you just said you could see them.
Not the knights. The others. They're marching from the northeast.
Others? Tal, do you see anything?
I mean, my eyesight isn't that good. I don't know if we should trust it, because if what I'm seeing is really it, I mean, that'd just be crazy,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, he's seeing it.
It's the monsters of the northern wilds.
Oh, no. And that's Senator Snell leading the way.
The Warhog? Lamorak, what is the meaning of this?
You said you wanted an army. I got you too.
They're going to rip each other to pieces. Caroline, you signed off on this?
A war requires combatants. Unless you have some other plan for where we can find several massive organized military systems on short notice, this is the only choice we have.
Saints above. The slaughter will be unparalleled.
Not if we can get them to work together. We all have the same enemy here. We just have to get them to see things that way.
Wow, that's amazing. You really think you can get the humans and the monsters to join forces?
We have to. It's the only way to hold the invaders off long enough for my plan.
And how do you plan to do this exactly?
I won't. She will.
Olala?
Lamorak, if you plan to put her in any danger...
Me? Lam, really? We didn't talk about this, and I'm not sure that...
We'll talk about it later, Olala, but you're the only one who can do it. Trust me.
Okay. If you say so.
Sir Lamorak, if I may?
Yeah, Damien?
Based on what you said a moment ago, I was under the impression that this war was your plan. Now you said it's merely a diversion to allow us to conduct your plan, but if that's the case, then what is your plan, precisely?
Yeah. Well, I guess there's no stalling anymore, is there? Time for the big reveal. Okay, so I see you all brought St. Aaron's hammer and St. Damien's spear. We're pretty sure we know where St. Ferdinand's slingshot is because... Well, I guess to explain that, we've got to give you a little context. See, the Tengu we talked to was there to see all three saints in their day, and what really happened is this.
That's it, men. Easy now. Easy. A great many heroic campaigns have been planned at this historic drawing board, so treat it with the reverence it deserves.
Captain Absalon was transporting your desk from the ruins of the Citadel Spire. Really the best use of our time and resources. We should be preparing for the oncoming army of off-worlders.
Oh, but this is absolutely necessary, Mira. When I saw the corner of my strategy table poking out from the ruins and debris of our once proud spire, I knew that it was a miracle, a saint-sent sign that my peerless tactical mind would guide us to victory and avenge our second citadel.
Captain, the corner of that desk was only poking out after you had our men dig for it for nearly 2 days.
A great man is nothing without great tools, my queen. Ah, yes, put it there, fellows. That's it. Very good. Dismissed. And now, to pen the stratagem that will save our citadel once and for all.
Captain, there is no citadel left to save. The people should be our concern, the surviving people.
Shh. My queen, genius needs silence and space to operate. Eureka! Trebuchets!
Trebuchets.
They're just the thing against those flying contraptions, aren't they? Trebuchets. We'll just... Shoo! Away, pesky fly! 100 trebuchets, my queen. We will erect 100 trebuchets in the direction of the off-worlder's assault and pepper their aeroplanes with blows. We will arrange them in 5 lines of 25, and on my signal...
Captain, our forces have been decimated. We do not possess 100 trebuchets. From the supplies we've gathered, I doubt we could manage to build 3.
That's a quitter's mindset, Mira. With Citadel ingenuity, blasted fly, and a little elbow grease, anything buzzing pest is possible. Yes, 100 trebuchets, at least.
Captain, I need you. Everyone needs you to be serious. If the oracle we received is accurate, the fate of our entire universe is at stake in this war. Now is not the time for jokes.
Jokes, my queen? I don't follow.
This act you put on, this amiable buffoonery, I recognize that it endears you to the knights, but right now your forces do not need a clown. They need a leader, and you must be that leader.
Buffoonery? My queen, I assure you, I am deadly serious.
You're serious?
I am.
And your plan is... Trebuchets.
Trebuchets, yes.
Full stop.
Well, I thought from there we might move on to... catapults?
Oh, saints. Oh, saints above, what have I done?
My queen?
For years now, ever since Galahad, I assumed that I just didn't understand our knights well enough to guide them. I thought you... Well, from the way you spoke to them, the way they gathered to you, I assumed... Oh, but that's the problem, then, isn't it? I assumed, with little reason... A fool. For years now, I've handed control of my citadel to a complete fool.
Well, Mira, I hardly think that's
Captain
fair.
Epsilon, monsters. Our scouts have caught sight of a large, organized horde of monsters coming from the east.
Saints above! Direct the men to redirect our trebuchets at once, man! Crushing the monsters and those off-world traitors all in one day. This will go down in history as our citadel's finest hour.
trebuchets, Captain?
Captain, no, absolutely not.
No? My queen?
You are dismissed, Captain.
Mira,
Your queen has given you an order, Captain Absalon. You are not now, and perhaps have never been, in fit state to command this army. You are dismissed from duty until further notice.
Sir Charles, direct our men to prepare an assault on the monster camp. We'll show those beasts what for.
Disregard that order, Sir Charles. Captain Absalon is not in his right mind.
It sure sounds like Captain Absalon is giving the Queen some trouble.
Is there any chance of being useful to us if we can get him on our side?
Absalon's never been useful a day in his life.
Then we'll just have to take care of him.
Do you hear those voices coming from outside?
Focus now, Sir Charles. You are to gather the men and tell them to sharpen their blades for battle. We ride against the monster hordes in 20 minutes.
Captain, this insubordination will not be tolerated.
And I'm afraid you'll have to excuse our queen's outbursts at the moment. She's been a bit hysterical since the Citadel spire fell.
Absalon!
Tragic, of course, but heavy is the head, etc., etc. And I'm afraid her constitution just isn't quite at our level. Now, deliver that order, if you would.
Sir Charles, your queen forbids you from delivering that order.
Yes, Captain Absalon.
Really?
I'd take the honors, but he might be too quick for me.
Oh, come on. Sir Absalon is swift. Hasn't been swift in years.
Well, someone had better do something. We have no time to waste.
If you insist. Now, Pierre?
But first, Captain, I really do think I hear people outside the tent.
Is that a horse? Sir Mark! Well, if it isn't the traitor himself. Decided to return St. Aaron's hammer, have you?
Not that kind of social call, Absalon. I heard you giving my queen some trouble, and I'm going to give you one chance to walk it back before I do something to you I'm really, really going to enjoy.
You would say that to your own captain. You know what it's like to be a knight, and you know that a queen could never understand it. Oh, it's nice to have a figurehead, of course, but when the horseshoes hit the road, only a man of war should be trusted with commanding an army.
I'm going to take that as a no. Top speed, Dampierre. We're going to see if Mr. the Swift can handle a one-horsepower punch to the guts.
Sir Mark, I command you to stop. Stop! Salamander, you will...
Oh, man, that felt good.
Thank you, Sir Mark.
No worries, Your Majesty. That one was for me. You can drop the sir, though. Consider this my resignation, effective immediately.
Are you certain? In the battle ahead, well, things look very dire, sir. Things look very dire, Mark. We need all the help we can get.
Oh, and you'll get it, Your Majesty. Just not from who you'd expect.
Coast's clear. Come on in.
Damien. Angelo. Sir Talfrin. Caroline, and it can't be Sir Lamorak.
My queen, it's been too long.
And you? I remember you, Sir Charles. You always were a bit of a worm, even in my guard. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised to find you kissing Absalon's boots.
Captain Caroline, I wouldn't. I swear...
Weren't you now? Your queen has given you an order. And what were you intending to do about it?
Captain Absalon...
Has been dismissed, and is therefore no longer your concern. Now let's try a simple question, Sir Charles. Whose order are you going to deliver to the rest of the army?
My queen's...
Good boy. Off you go.
Stop the attack! Hold your positions! Hold!
Thank you, Caroline. I should have heeded your warning more seriously. I am just beginning to realize how grave a series of mistakes I've made these past several years. I hope every one of you can forgive me.
Of course, my queen.
What? Of course not.
But, Caroline...
The universe is nearly at its end, and you expect me to give even a second's consideration to an apology? If you wish to atone for the pathetic state of your leadership, my queen, actions are the only things that matter. You need allies, and quickly, and you can't afford to be picky about which allies they are. Are we in agreement?
Yes, of course. But I don't know what you mean. What allies?
Perhaps it would be best for Sir Lamorak to explain his strategy.
Sir Lamorak?
Oh, Sir Lamorak of the Piercing Eye! Oh, it's such a great honor to meet you, sir. I have always aspired to your tactical prowess. In fact, I've sort of thought of myself as your protege. I hope you don't think that's too forward. In fact, I've told a great many people already, and they've said it reflects well on your characters.
Ooh, you're right, Mark. I don't even know the guy, and that felt good.
Move aside. If anyone has earned this, it's me.
I think perhaps Captain Absalon has received enough punishment for the moment, Caroline.
Yes, my queen. We do have allies. Or potential allies, anyway. We didn't have time to ask for help from the Western Wastes, and the Southern Frosts are broken into so many disconnected bands and villages that we wouldn't have been able to manage more than a few dozen on our side.
Then who does that leave?
It would be our great delight to show you, my queen. But you must first agree to accept any allies at all, no matter how they may appear.
Of course.
Good. Olala, you may show yourself.
Queen Mira, I am happy to see you well.
That fly, the shapeshifter girl. Olala, I'm so very sorry for how our citadel has treated you these past several years, to fail to protect a child.
I appreciate your apology, Queen Mira, but I am not a child. I am half human and half monster, and I think that may become very important before the day is through.
It will?
If you want the help of another force, if you want any chance at all of saving the survivors of the Second Citadel, you will need to come with us. Alone. No knights. Just me and Caroline.
Outrageous! As if I would ever entrust the safety of our queen to a traitor!
Yes. If it's the only chance, of course I'll come with you. But if we're going where I think we are you certain that this is safe, Olala?
I don't think anything we do today is going to be safe. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it.
My, you are brave, aren't you?
She is among the very bravest I have ever known.
We must leave immediately. We'll be meeting with someone along the way to help us facilitate the summit.
We wish you the very best of luck, my queen. Fellows, I believe we should prepare for the battle ahead. Even assuming Caroline, Olala, and our queen are successful, I fear we must all be prepared to fight.
I just need to borrow Olala for 1 second before you go.
Caroline, you and Her Majesty can go ahead. I'll catch up.
Very well.
You all head back and help Rilla and Ale prep. This will just take a second.
Very well. Friends, away!
Is this when you're going to tell me the secret of your plan, Lamb? Because I've been thinking about what you said, about how I'm supposed to convince the monsters and humans to work together, and I just don't know how that's possible. So I know you must have some great secret plan that I would very much like to know now. Thank you.
That's the thing. You are my secret plan.
Yes, you've said that. But what I mean is, what am I supposed to do? What is the secret plan for your secret plan? So if you could just explain it very quickly...
Listen to me, Olala. I don't know what you're going to do out there.
Honestly, I don't even want to suggest anything just in case what I suggest messes you up somehow. Sometimes a plan is just putting the best person for the job in the right place to do the job, and that's you. If anyone has a shot at this, it's you.
But I don't understand. I've never done anything like this before.
You're wrong. You do this all the time. Just look at all the people who came here. Me and Caroline and Angelo and Ale, Lord Arum and Rilla and Damien, Telfrin and Mark. What do we all have in common?
You're all good people. I didn't do that.
But we're not here because we're good. It's you, Olala. You're what we have in common. You're definitely why I'm here, and not a pile of mulch back in Silvershore. Listen. I think the universe wants a lot out of you. Way more than it should want out of any one person. A half-human, half-monster in a world where the humans are only here in the first place to kill off the monsters? That's way too much for anyone. But hell, Olala, you live up to it. Everywhere you go, you get people to care about you. That group of ex-knights in there, every one of them used to be a hardline monster killer, and you've got every one of them risking their necks for you.
But it's not just for me. It's for the whole universe.
Yeah, but not for the universe we have now. It's for the kind of universe you could have a home in. You make people believe in that universe. You make them want to make it real. And if you could do that for all of us, you can do it for the Queen and for the monster senators. I know you can.
Lamb, I still don't know what you expect me to do.
Neither do I. If I knew, I'd do it. But I know you'll figure it out.
If you say so.
I know so. You'd better run after Caroline now, though. Don't want to piss her off any more than she already is.
Yes. You're right.
Wish I didn't have to add more to your plate, kid. Downside of being good at what you do is they never let you take a break from doing it.
Are you all right? I can take the form of something to warm you if you need.
No, Olala, but thank you. Are we nearly there?
I believe I see the man we're looking for now, up ahead in that cloak. You there. Are they ready yet?
They will be here shortly. There is time enough to grow accustomed to the situation. You must be Queen Mira.
I am. It is a pleasure to meet you, Mr.
I wish I could say the same. In the interests of a polite back and forth, I could say, at least, you have excellent taste in handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs? Do I know you?
I doubt that very much. I am the leader of a land that abuts your own, but we have never been formally acquainted. I am Lord Arum. He who rules the swamp of Titan's Blooms. And I would advise you to restrain that sort of reaction when my contemporaries arrive. They are not likely to give you the same grace that I have.
Lord Arum, it is a pleasure to meet you. Caroline, is he truly a creature we can rely upon?
Yes.
And he can hear you.
Queen Mira, you said you would accept any allies at all. You wouldn't go back on that word, would you?
No. My current means of ruling clearly has not worked. In this dark hour, I must be open to another path, however strange it may feel.
Lord Arum! What is the meaning of this?
Brace yourself then, my queen. It's about to become much, much stranger.
Senator Snout! Esteemed colleagues of the Northern Senate, I have promised you all allies in the war to come. Well, here they are.
This is an outrage, Arum. You can't seriously expect us to ally ourselves with the very army we are here to destroy.
As I've explained to you once already, Gunkler, the There is a far more dangerous force present that deserves the monster's attention. We are under existential threat. A fact which Senator Snout's spies in the Citadel were certainly aware of. Though, it does make me wonder, if your spies knew of the Offworlders and their intentions, why did the other members of the Senate seem so surprised when I told them they would be here as well?
Our conflict with the humans of that Citadel predates these new invaders. They must be our focus.
That's all well and good, Snout, but you could have given us a little warning. Weapons made of anti-magic metal. Maybe we can clear out humans pretty quick, but what are we supposed to do against anti-magic weapons? It'll be a slaughter!
Perhaps a slaughter is exactly what he wants. I've seen many monsters holding crossbows like yours, Snout. How long have the Warhogs been preparing for something like this?
I will not tolerate these insinuations, Lord Arum. Where magic fails, weaponry can succeed. Our weapon.
You do know that if these invaders destroy our universe, that will end your little war, too. You can't fight if you're dead, Snout.
Stop! And please, stop it!
Olala, if this swine is intimidating you...
You too, Lord Arum. This is wrong. Given what's coming next, this is all wrong.
And what would right look like, little human? We find ourselves at a loss as well.
I'm not a human.
And I'm not a monster, either. I'm both. I'm... the only one who's both. I think the universe made me that way.
Then the rumors are true. This half and half creature really does exist.
Nonsense. Do you mean to tell us that you've been taken in by the burglar tricks of this small human charlatan, Lord Arum? Humans have been stealing our magic for centuries.
But there are records, Senator Snout. Records of a half-human, half-monster hybrid before our war with the humans. That is precedent.
We don't have time to argue about what I am, either. I know many of us here have reasons not to like each other.
Many centuries of reasons.
Think of how much will be lost. If we don't work together, if those invaders from over the world's edge bring their weapons here and suck all the magic out of the universe,
and
then where
is the proof that they would do such a thing? Where?
The soil!
Enough of your soil!
Where are these machines? Because if they're so terrible, I would certainly like to see them.
Caroline, Lord Arum, what do we do?
By the time they have their proof, it will be too late.
That's shut them up, hasn't it? Fellow senators, we must not be taken in by fear and pleasant words. The humans have tricked us many times over. What was that?
Look! Up there, on the clouds in the sky!
It's some sort of image. And what a terrible image it is.
Ruined streets and fallen buildings. Dust and rubble. People and monsters. Together, dead.
This couldn't be. Quan Yi?
It's Silvershore.
Silvershore does not exist. It is a tale for hatchlings.
The image. It's changed.
It's the Siren's Cove. But the water looks so lifeless. Empty.
The main stage! It's in shambles!
The dumplings. It can't be. The mold, the rot, all of it turned to ash. Oh, but this can't be true, can it? All our precious garbage. They couldn't take our garbage.
This is just how the soil has already begun to look. We think we must face it. Senator Gunkler. This is what our universe will become.
Preposterous! Utterly!
Preposterous, huh? Well, what do you call that, then, Snout? Because it sure looks like the Warhogs burrows to me! Collapsed and turned to dust!
This is your proof, Senators. Even if you don't believe in Silvershore, you know in your hearts that this is what your homes will become. It's what all the universe is going to become if we don't do something about it together.
The end of the world. The end of all things. Perhaps we should consider this young creature's words.
And why should we listen to this girl? Even if she is half human and half monster, that doesn't give her any special wisdom. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Because I'm proof it doesn't have to be this way. The parts of me that are human and the parts of me that are monster, they don't fight. And all the people I've met, like Caroline and Lord Aram, they don't fight either. Usually. They know that really we want the same things. We want love and a home to call our own. We want to be safe. We want to be surrounded by the people who matter to us, and who cares whether they're humans or monsters, so long as they're good people. And Silvershore proved that too. It wasn't a perfect place, but humans and monsters lived there together, wrote books together, a lot of books. They didn't worry about knights coming to slay them or senators arguing about whether or not they should live. They just lived together. And it's gone now. That image in the sky showed what those people from over the edge of the world did to it. What they'll do to every one of us. Hating humans or monsters will not save you anymore. If you don't believe you can work together to save your own lives, then you're already dead. But I think if Silvershore could do it, we can too. So, please, I beg of you, don't give up hope. Choose the future where we might live. Because if you can't work together, we all must die. Please.
She speaks quite well for a creature so young. Perhaps there is a special wisdom after all.
Absurd.
Senator Stout, what are you doing?
What any northern monster should do, given this opportunity. We've been attempting to kill their queen for years now, and I see I'm the only monster with the guts to do it.
My queen!
Lord Aram!
He blocked the crossbow bolt for me. Lord Aram, are you all right?
Do I look all right?
Lord Aram, I thank you.
Attack on my queen! Never fear, Mira! Your ever-loyal Captain Absalon will deal with these fiends and regain your good graces!
Senator, you can't...
Oh, no, you don't. Finally.
Caroline, you're bleeding.
The coward tried to cut me, but unsurprisingly, he could barely manage a scratch. I'll be fine.
A human bled for us.
Hey, tricks! It's all just more human trickery!
Lord Aram is not human, and yet he bled for their queen.
And that half-creature isn't human either.
Completely absurd. Listen to yourselves. That human said herself that she hardly suffered a scratch.
Stand down, Senator Snout.
Then a Lycanet would make allies of these human apes.
Oh, so there's something wrong with apes now, is there, Snout?
Esteemed Senators of the Northern Wilds, I am under no illusions that the atrocities of the past can be forgiven over the course of one conversation, even in a moment as dire as this. But whether our futures lie in peace, as is my hope, or in war, as has happened so many times before. It is clear to me now that we have no future at all if we cannot call a momentary truce. We have a shared interest, and the only path either of us has toward that interest lies in our cooperation. I am willing to command my knights to work alongside your warriors, if you are willing to do the same.
We will have to take it to a vote. All in favor of a momentary truce with the human army.
Aye.
No. Listen to yourselves. This will be another massacre. I'm certain it will.
We should put together some rules then. If any monster attacks one of these northern humans, they'll be punished, as if they attacked their fellow monster.
I will inform my men that the same standard applies to them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ridiculous. Centuries of war ended in one conversation.
Not necessarily ended. We'll have to see what's left after all this is done. Really lunch, Queenie. Our people will call your people.
I look forward to it.
But we must echo Senator Big Shot's earlier concerns. We do not know how monster kind can fare against anti-magic weaponry. It is difficult to imagine a future in which the invaders do not win this battle and destroy our universe.
That's all right, Senator. We have a plan. You won't have to defeat the invaders, only delay them.
But what plan could stop them?
It's complicated. A few of us must journey into the Fish Princess's palace beneath the Central Sea, and once there,
Senators, your scouts have spotted something on the horizon. Strange metal creations coming by land and air.
The off-world army? Now?
Likely they were waiting for our armies to tear each other to pieces before finishing the job themselves. It seems they've grown impatient with our deliberations.
Then, I'm sorry, but there's no time to explain. But it is of the greatest importance that you keep their machines at bay while we search for St. Ferdinand's slingshot in the palace.
A slingshot that seeds the skies?
We are afraid there is no time to debate this further. Young Olala, for all our sakes, we hope you know what you're doing.
Those explosions! What are they?
Weapons from the bellies of those flying machines, I suspect. Let us return to your army. I will teach them how to fell those machines. We've done so once before.
I should return and inform the knights of the change in plan.
Will you need assistance?
They are my soldiers. I will command them, even if just for today.
I think perhaps we should follow her and make sure they listen.
Indeed.
My own queen turned against me. Turned against the very backbone of her citadel. To think I would live to see an era when knights and monsters would co-mingle. Oh, darker days there have never been. I can't allow it to happen. The fall of the citadel is one thing, but humans and monsters together, I can't allow it to happen. If only there were some ally who could see reason. If only. That's it. That's exactly it. Oh, Absalon, you've done it again. Another ingenious stratagem. And with this, I will save the honor of my second citadel, no matter the cost.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
I think I tried it like twice when I was in high school, maybe. And it would be like, I would get through a few days of it, and then I'd be like starting to fall behind, and I'd be like, I'll catch up. I simply would not. Yeah, it's 1600 to 1700. Yeah. So, like, the fact that you had to maintain above that. And, like, the point of NaNoWriMo is like, okay, well, now you have something. It's not, okay, now this has to be your finished product that you sell. Yep. which is what you had to do. But, you know, think about what I had in my corner, which you don't typically have in NaNoWriMo, right?
Like,
that's exactly what I was going to say. I had you.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Molly Overton, Dandy Fine, a.k.a. Mr. Jet Sekuliak's number one fan, Z's here, Pietro Juno. This one's for Mel, my Curbantine. It's been an honor to scream over Juno's idiocy with you. Jonathan Wilkes will miss OG Penumbra. Juno Steele and the Costco Hot Dog. Hi, my name is DJ and I love this podcast. Ari Berry, Jonah Steele, An Intrepid Lilac, Andy Bell, the Werners weeping wildly about the Citadel's captivating conclusion, Jules shows up 5 seasons late with Starbucks, Casey O, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno, thank you for the transgenderism, Juno Steele, the Emerald Ate This Podcast, haha, with love for the end and hope for the beginning, Mr. Me, Myself, and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work, Braylon, Quintessence loves the Penumbra fandom this much. Hannah and Leah's adventures in gender shenanigans. The Lady Guinevere is really nervous about all this. Sydney bids a tearful goodbye to Second Citadel. Shelley Schrode. Jamie. Rachel. Osipit. Evit Connie. Diana Cause. Benjamin Fisher. SCP Chloe. It has been 0 days since Desert Willow has referenced Muppet Nureyev. Rachel Howard. Jungashoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, James Evelyn, Grateful for Olala, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Happy Birthday, Nicole, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Shura, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Kortu, Minchowski, Ash, B. Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The World to Come, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala and Senator Gunkler. Leslie Drescher as Caroline. Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorek. M. Sutherland as Angelo. And Jim Lee as Ale. Stefano Purdy as Mark, Jason Mellon as Talfrin and Senator Bigshot, Melissa Enulet as Rilla and Senator Prima Donna, Noah Symes as Lord Arum and Senator Ook, Matthew Zanzinger as Damien and Senator Snout, Kat Buckingham as Queen Mira, Alexander Stravinsky as Captain Absalon, and Melissa DeJesus as Senator A Big Gross Pile of Moss. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.